in the world, Mike, of unfortunate names like Weed, California, or Mummy, Kentucky, which are real places.
Oh, or like, I have to say. I probably couldn't say it on radio.
I have to say that this name fits in that category just a little bit.
What are we talking about here? Where are we talking about here?
The Patooey Carnival.
Patooey?
Patooey Carnival.
Did you just spit out a peanut shell or a sunflower seed or something?
So this is Patooey. A carnival in Patooey, Slovenia, and it is a cultural treasure of Slovenia, which is a country in the Baltic Peninsula. It's a country, you know, out there with Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Czechia, I guess it is these days, Poland, all of these different areas. And yeah, the name of this particular town is Patooey.
Patooey.
And Patooey means to spit, guys. It's not spelled necessarily this way. It's P-T-U-I when it is, you know, when you're spitting. If you think about those old Westerns where you have a person, spitting tobacco into those.
Oh, yeah.
Metal
spittoon.
Spittoon. Thank you. Then it sounds like Patooey when it comes out of the mouth and hits the side of the container. So yeah, unfortunate namings.
All right. So, but this is nothing to do with spitting.
Nothing to do with spitting.
I'm sure this is a lovely place in Eastern Europe. Here we're kind of in Central Eastern Europe in the country of Slovenia. And that is just the name of the carnival. And it says it's a cultural treasure of Slovenia, and it does not involve, well, I don't know, maybe they do have a cherry seed spitting contest, as some places do, where a lot of people are doing patooeying professionally. But no, Patooey is the name of this carnival and the name of the town where it happens. So let's find out all about it and try to keep as much of the spit in our mouths as we can at the Patooey Carnival.
Let's listen to our story one time. Every February, the small town of Patooey in Slovenia comes alive with the vibrant celebration of its famous carnival. This festival, with its deep historical roots, is a cherished tradition where local residents come together to ward off the winter cold and embrace the arrival of spring. Participants dress up in furry costumes, transforming into Kurenti, mythical monsters believed to drive away evil spirits and bring good fortune for the new year. Although the exact origins of the Patooey Carnival remain a mystery, it is firmly rooted in ancient Slavic and Illyrian cultures. The modern form of the carnival can be attributed to the efforts of historian Drago Hassel and many enthusiasts who organized and planned the event in the 1950s. Over the years, it has evolved into the grand event it is today. The significance of the Patooey Carnival lies in its symbolic act of banishing winter's chill and heralding the approach of spring. Throughout the festivities, participants who are dressed as Kurenti visit homes, forming circles in courtyards, ringing bells, and waving wooden sticks to chase away evil. As these monsters arrive at each doorstep, homeowners greet them with offerings of food like donuts, salami, and wine, a ritual meant to ensure good luck. Today, the Patooey Carnival has grown into one of Slovenia's most famous festivals, attracting thousands of visitors from across Europe. This event not only preserves the region's cultural traditions, but also strengthens the community's shared heritage. The Patooey Carnival demonstrates how cultural traditions can continue to thrive and unite people despite the passage of time.
All right, here we are with the Patooey Carnival, Patooey, a cultural treasure of Slovenia. Yes, and Slovenia is a country just kind of to the south of Austria, near Czechia, I think it's called, Slovakia. If you move down towards the Balkan countries like Bosnia and Serbia, you'll find this little country kind of stuck in there called Slovenia. So it's probably one of the less explored corners of Europe, but I actually had a friend who went there this summer. He said it was delightful and people were really nice. He watched a lot of good music concerts. So it is a place to go if you want to get off the, as we say, the beaten path, get away from Rome and Venice and Paris and places like that in Europe. Check out Slovenia. And if you're there at this time of year, it will be cold, but there will still be things to do. It says every February, the small town of Ptuj in Slovenia comes alive with the vibrant celebration of its famous carnival. This sounds great.
Yeah.
And actually, it is kind of unusual. A lot of places kind of go to sleep in the month of February, don't they? People have Christmas and New Year's. And then, you know, these cold, dark winter months, January, February, March, not a lot goes on until April, when you get to Easter and the spring starts coming, the weather warms up. So it's actually pretty cool to find a festival going on in February, which is often one of the more boring months of the year for entertainment because it's often so cold. And this is a vibrant celebration. Something vibrant is very filled with life. There's a lot of activity, action going on. It's going to be really lively and, you know, a lot of enthusiastic people there really getting into the spirit of it. And we should mention also a carnival is kind of like a celebration of some kind, more organized than your average birthday party. But it could involve all sorts of different types of shows, entertainment, music, fun rides for the kids,
good
you know,
food.
Special food,
yeah,
all sorts of cool stuff like that at a carnival. So it's definitely a place you can go with people of all ages. And almost no matter what you're interested in, there will be something there that you will find fun and entertaining. So let's check out the festival. What's going on?
Well, this festival, with its deep historical roots, is a cherished tradition where local residents come together to ward off the winter cold and embrace the arrival of spring.
What a great idea.
So it has deep historical roots. It means that it's something that came from something long ago. The actual celebration, I think, only started in the 1950s, but...
Oh.
There's a reason behind it. It's the banishing of winter. Get out of here, winter. It's the welcoming of spring. Come on, spring. And it's a cherished tradition. So it's something that is really loved and taken care of. And people are like, we got to really, really make sure that this tradition is held. We have to enjoy it. A lot of times we talk about a person being cherished. It means that a lot of times your grandmother might say, oh, you are my cherished granddaughter or grandson. And it just means that you are beloved. You someone really cares about you. They respect you and think of you and love you deeply. So this is a cherished tradition. And people come together, and what do? Well, participants dress up in furry costumes, transforming into Kurenti, mythical monsters believed to drive away spirits and bring good fortune for the new year. I absolutely love this because it makes me think of Pueblo cultures in America, like the Hopi and the Zuni and the Navajo, where they have the Kachina dancers and the Kachina culture where people will dress up in the Kachina outfits, and they will also do these blessings, and they will be a go-between for the gods. It's also a bit like Chinese New Year, except for the thing that you're banishing during Chinese New Year with the firecrackers, right, is the monster, the Nian. So it's a little bit different there. And this one, the monsters, these mythical monsters, are going to get rid of all the bad spirits because they're strong. So people dress up in these great costumes. There's fur on it, probably like a goat's fur pelt or something like that. And there's oftentimes feathers on it. The kids dress up. They start walking and stomping down the streets. You can hear the bells, the parade of people coming through in these costumes and these outfits and these dress-up attires. A lot of times when you might wear costumes in a year would be in Halloween. In Taiwan, a lot of folks like to wear costumes at Christmas time. They do kind of a Halloween at Christmas when they do the weiya and stuff like that. But your costumes are your outfits that dress you up as something. So you can have a monster costume, you can have a tiger costume, you can have a French maid costume if you want. But these costumes transform these people into the Kurenti, mythical monsters. So mythical means that it's something that comes from the stories of long ago. It's not real, but it's what's been told over the years. It creates these myths. There's myths of gods, there's myths of what your ancestors used to do in the old days. Some of it might be true, some of it might not. We might think of Greek myths or Roman myths, where the Roman gods or the Greek gods would cause mischief to humans and do lots of damage and really kind of giggle at people as they did the bad things. But these mythical monsters get rid of the bad spirits, the evil spirits, and bring good fortune for the new year. But where did this come from? Where did the idea of this come from, Mike?
It says, although the exact origins of the Patui Carnival remain a mystery, it is firmly rooted in ancient Slavic and Illyrian cultures. Wow, that's pretty interesting there. Mm-hmm. So we don't know exactly where the carnival started from. The exact origins of it remain a mystery. We could also say the origins remain lost in time. It's kind of, you know, no one really wrote it down. It probably started off as a small religious festival. Maybe there was like a local saint they were honoring, you know. They used to have a lot of saints' days and saints' parades back in medieval times. And then it developed into something more like a sort of market time for the town. It's the middle of winter. People need a bit of cheering up. Back in the old days, people had a lot of superstitions that, you know, the sun will never come back. It'll stay frozen all the time. We're praying to God to bring the summer back and the spring back. And, you know, a lot of these things sort of build up and sort of combine amongst each other to create these traditions and festivals and holidays. But we know because of where we are, it's firmly rooted in ancient Slavic, and Illyrian cultures. When we see Slavic, we're kind of thinking of Eastern Europe. Russia, Ukraine, Belarus as well, along with Polish, Czech, Slovakian. There
Croatia.
You have the Slav, Serbian, Bulgarian. So we're thinking, yes, definitely Eastern Europe, and even heading down towards Greece. Now, Greeks wouldn't be Slavs, but just north of that, Macedonia, Slovenia, Serbia, places like that as well. So generally Eastern European countries and Illyrian cultures. Now, this kind of takes me back to studying the Romans.
Mm.
I think the Illyrian empire or kingdom was something that existed back then. This is a bit closer down towards Greece as we go down the eastern side of the Adriatic Sea. So this also would be near Bosnia, Herzegovina, Serbia. We're getting down into Dalmatia, Montenegro, and Albania that a lot of people might know as another Eastern European country. So basically countries, you know, to kind of the east side of Germany, Austria, heading down into the Baltic countries.
The Balkan
Peninsula. Heading down into the Baltic countries, the Balkan countries, I should say, towards Greece. It says the modern form of the carnival can be attributed to the efforts of historian Drago Hassel and many enthusiasts who organized and planned the event in the 1950s. So they had a lot of these probably local folk traditions where they had festivals around this time of year, but someone kind of decided to organize it and, you know, bring it into the modern era. And this is a historian, Drago Hassel. Maybe he was kind of feeling that, you know, influence from some of the bigger countries around there, like Russia and Germany, for example, was starting to kind of, you know, water down the local culture. People weren't so in touch with their historical roots. And so he wanted to bring some of this back to life and get people to sort of, you know, enjoy their own local history and culture. And so he had many enthusiasts, many people who joined in with him. I guess at this time, of course, a lot of these countries were really being dominated by Russia, the Soviet Union, and they wanted to have their own cultural identity, separate from, you know, Russia and communist identity at that time. And that's why it started in the 1950s. And then over the years, after the fall of communism and the Soviet Union, it continued and it probably got stronger as a lot of these countries developed their own real strong national identities. And it's evolved into the grand event that it is today. So it's a celebration of local culture done in a really fun way that brings in a lot of folks from both local areas and from around the world.
Let's take a little pause before we go further into the festival and listen to our Chinese teacher.
听众朋友大家好，我是 Anna。我们今天要带大家去一个地方，然后过一个狂欢节。什么地方呢？啊，欧洲的一个地方叫做斯洛维尼亚。斯洛维尼亚在哪里啊？它就在意大利啊、奥地利啊、匈牙利的这中间的这个地方。那斯洛维尼亚有一个小镇叫做普图伊，普图伊的狂欢节很特别哦，因为它的时间就在每年二月的地方。哇，那个地方啊，每年二月都会有充满活力啊，来庆祝它很著名的嘉年华庆典。好，我们刚刚提到的是有关于普图伊的 festival， 它就在第一段的第一句的地方。第一段的第一句，时间点出了是二月，就在普图伊 这里。那为什么会有这样子的一个普图伊的这个嘉年华庆典呢？基本上我们先看一下第一段的第二句，他们在一起做什么？每年的二月，基本上这个嘉年华庆典就是要驱逐寒冬，迎接春天的到来，所以它其实是拥有很深厚的一个历史根源哦。在第一段第二句有一个限定用法的关系子句，在句子的中间从 where 一直到句尾的地方，我们可以左右括号，先行词是这个 tradition， 不过我们先行词要稍微画长一点，我们要从 a 这个地方开始， a cherished tradition。 那这个 tradition 呢如何呢？ where 啊是一个官复地方副词，它是一个副词的概念，言下之意放在这边呢，我们句子要说在这个庆典当中，在这个传统当中， local residents 当地的居民就会聚在一起驱逐寒冬，迎接春天。那到底要怎么样来庆祝呢？第三句就告诉我们，参与者穿上毛茸茸的服装，变身为一个角色叫做库伦特。库伦特就是一种神话怪兽，因为大家都相信这个神话怪兽可以驱逐邪灵，并且为新年带来好运。不过最后面这个第三句有限定用法关系子句的简化，还有被动表示客观讲法这两个句型哦。所以第一段的第三句我们要来看一下，那限定用法的关系子句，关系子句从 believed 一直到句尾这边左右括号，先行词呢就在 believe 前面， mythical monsters， 那省略的是 which 或者是 that 跟 are be 动词，也就是说呢这种神话怪兽啊是被相信。 to drive away， 我们可以特别把 to drive away 划线哦。被动表示客观，这个大家都知道哦， be 动词 believed，被大家相信，也就是大家都这么相信。可是相信什么事呢？这个事情，这个动作的所谓的驱灵的驱 drive away， 如果是现在仍然发生的事情，现在的事实，一种习惯，我们直接用 to 加上动词原形。如果是某人相信，某人认为，某人说当时如何如何，后面的动作如果是发生在过去特定的时间，就会用 toHave 加上 PP， 所以这个是被动表示客观的讲法，它衍生出来的句型。好，那接着我们就看第二段咯。我们通常提到一个 festival 或者是特殊的事件，就会谈谈它的 origin， 它的起源。同样在第二段的第一句，这主题句当中也提到了关键字的 origins， 不过这个普图伊的嘉年华，它的 origins 是一个 mystery，仍然是个谜，也就是说大家不太清楚到底为什么开始会有这个 festival 嘉年华。不过它其实是深植于古代斯拉夫还有伊利利亚的文化当中，而嘉年华的形式呢则是归功于历史学家还有很多的热衷者，当时在1950年代啊就组织跟规划很多的活动。那么在第二段这边我们就要特别注意第二句哦，第二句有一个限定用法的关系子句，在接近句尾的地方从 who 到1950加 s 1950年代这个地方可以左右括号，而先行词会从往前数的大概第六个单字 historian 历史学家。好，那历史学家跟很多历史学家谁呢？历史学家这个德拉哥哈斯尔跟很多的 enthusiasts 很多的热衷者，这个是先行词。那当时在1950年代因为组织规划了很多活动，所以到现在变得比较盛大，最后面的盛大的活动 Grand Event 才演变成现在这个样子。
Alright, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. So Patui is supposedly the oldest town in Slovenia. It's also the 8th largest town in Slovenia. So it's a good place to go for a party, right? The significance of the Patui Carnival lies in its symbolic act of banishing winter's chill and heralding the approach of spring. There's a lot of words in there. Significance here just means the importance. The significance of getting an education is that you can then later on in life becomeAs somebody who can succeed in work and succeed in life. So that is the significance, the importance. So the importance or the main reason for the Patui Carnival lies in its symbolic act of banishing winter's chill. So symbolic meaning the use of symbols to kind of connect to something, like a lion is oftentimes connected to courage, or a pineapple in old days, not new days, is connected to being welcoming in areas of Virginia and stuff like that. So a symbolic act. So this is something that is going to be done to symbolize the banishing of winter's chill, the getting rid of. If something's banished, it's kicked out and thrown away to the side, and it's not allowed back in. If you've been banished from your town, they're like, you need to get out of town and don't ever show your face in this town again. It's really something you don't want your mom and dad to ever do to you. If you get banished to your room, if you get in trouble because you've done something bad, they might banish you to your room. And that just means you've been sent to your room and you're not allowed into the rest of the house. You're not allowed to come out. You've been very, very bad. So here we're banishing the cold. We're banishing winter's chill. And we're also proclaiming, we're heralding the approach of spring. We're saying, spring is coming. The person who might do this heralding is a herald, someone who calls out, a messenger, a crier in the old days. And so you're bringing the good of spring in, the warmth of spring in, and you're telling winter to go away. And that is the significance, the important thing of this carnival. Throughout the festivities, so throughout all the parties and the carnival, maybe parades and all the different fun things you can do at the festival, those would be the festivities. Maybe there's different activities like, you know, how you have tying ribbons around a maypole. That's something that would be part of a festivity. So throughout these festivities, throughout these events, and throughout this whole party time, participants, people who take part, are dressed as Carinti, and those people visit homes, forming circles in courtyards, people's front areas of their houses. They ring their bells, they wave their wooden sticks, and they're making noise to chase away the evil, much like in Taiwan, our firecrackers scare away the Nian. Get out of here. We want good luck. We want a good year. Bring the spring. And as these monsters arrive at each doorstep, homeowners greet them with offerings like donuts, salami, and wine. I would be a Carinti. A ritual meant to ensure good luck. So this giving of food is an act, a ritual, a repeated act that you do to make sure you ensure that there's going to be good luck.
Okay, it says today the Patui Carnival has grown into one of Slovenia's most famous festivals, attracting thousands of visitors from across Europe. And as I said, if you can get thousands of people to come to your country during February, you're doing something pretty good, because most people would say it's too cold to go that far for a festival in the middle of winter. But apparently it is good enough, and I'm sure they'll have lots of warm snacks for you to enjoy, including some of those donuts, salami, and wine, whether you are or not dressed as a Carinti. This event, it says, not only preserves the region's cultural traditions, so talking about cultural heritage and cultural pride and keeping all of that old stuff alive for future generations, but also strengthens the community's shared heritage. Yeah, carnivals in general are pretty good at that, yeah. Right? In America, they have state fairs and things like that. We have music carnivals and festivals. We have all sorts of different celebrations of culture, both new and old, and a combination. And all of that is our heritage. Their heritage is basically like a culture's history, their common bonds to the past, their common traditions and things like that, and the history of those traditions. When you learn history in your country as a young person, you're learning about your country's heritage, your country's story, how things happened, where people came from, and also our shared beliefs and values and customs as well. So basically, it's like a nice cultural package for people to learn from, appreciate, and enjoy. It says the Patui Carnival demonstrates how cultural traditions can continue to thrive and unite people despite the passage of time. People may be TikToking at the Patui Festival. They may be Instagramming the Patui Festival, things they didn't do in the 50s or even earlier, but they're still doing it. And here's the important bit, at the Patui Festival. That's exactly right. They're keeping those traditions alive for this generation and for future generations, and also providing something really cool and fun for tourists from around the world to come and enjoy and also learn about their heritage and their culture.
Someone who's going to teach us a little bit about culture, our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
那接着我们就谈到了普图伊这个嘉年华到底有什么样的意义呢？其实它的意义就是要驱逐冬天寒冷，而且春天要来啦。所以这是一个很令人兴奋的事情，当然来个嘉年华。不过第三段在第一句当中，我们把动词抓住来，叫做 lie in。lie in 啊，指的是在于、寓于，它有表示原因的意思，主要就是因为它是一个象征嘛，要驱逐冬天寒冷。好，还有这个春天来到啦，迎接春天。所以基本上在活动的期间呢，打扮成库伦特的这些参与者，他们会怎么做呢？他们会拜访家家户户，在他们的庭院围成圆圈啊，摇铃啊，挥棒木棍啊，驱逐邪恶。不过在这个第二句话，我们看到是一个分词构句哦。这个分词构句里面啊，整个句子当中其实有限定用法关系子句。在接近句首的地方，我们先看一下逗点之后的 participants 是先行词，后面带着限定用法关系子句是 who 到这个 currently 这个地方，就是库伦特。那 participant 是参与者，谁呢？要扮成库伦特的这些参与者，他们才会做刚刚所谓的这一些举动。那后面的动词本来是 visit， 可是当他们去拜访家家户户的时候，同时他们就是做另外三个动作，所以逗点之后的 forming， 逗点之后的 ringing， 逗点之后 and waving， 都是 visit 拜访家家户户的时候同时会做的动作，所以这些动作之前的这个连接词 and 就被删掉了。当然啊，这个屋主就会用一些食物啊来这个款待这一些库伦特。不过到了现在呢，这个嘉年华已经成为最著名的节日之一了，因为很多的游客啊就特别去参与。当然这个嘉年华展示了文化的传统，然后呢也让大家可以聚在一起庆祝冬天的过去，春天的到来。以上是我们今天的内容，我是安娜，我们下次见。
I want to go to the Patui Festival. I want to go to Patui Carnival. I want to go. I want to go. You want to go, Mike?
I will go. I will definitely go. Can you promise me salami?
I can promise you salami because we're both going to dress up as Corinti and we're going to do the dance and we're going to shake the bells and we're going to wave the sticks. Sound good?
I'll protect the salami while you're doing that.
I will dance.
Sounds
it's going to happen. For English Digest, I'm Leah.
I'm Mike.
Enjoy the festivals.
Bye-bye.